Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us and is joining us this morning on the WaveForward.com hotline. And, Joe, we won't even talk. We didn't even talk about yesterday. Just throw his own one off. You know?
How's it going, guys? Yeah, I feel like I got, you know, the Will Smith red light last night. You know, after that game, I just forgot about it, went to sleep.
So, yeah, this team right now, they're playing such good baseball. You know, yesterday they got handcuffed, but, again, let's forget yesterday. On this road trip, to come out of the gate the way they have, putting so much pressure on the other teams in the division, so much so that there was an article written yesterday that Andy McPhail, the Philadelphia Phillies, is basically saying we're not really going to be so much players before the end of the month because, you know, they're kind of raising the white flag in Philadelphia at this point. And so that'll be interesting to see. I'm curious, you know, we could talk about Milwaukee, but I want to jump ahead here. We have 2 weeks until the trade deadline. Do you think the Braves, is there a sense the Braves will make a move or will they just kind of stand pat considering how well they've done with what they have and kind of dance with what brung them?
I mean, I'd be shocked if they don't make a move at this point. I went on Dukes and Bell last week, and I think I put it at like 95% chance that I think they'll make a move just because I think that it's just a general best practice, right, for any team that's contending at this point to go out and try to bolster your team in any way possible. If you feel like you need a bullpen arm, then go out and get a bullpen arm. And I feel like, you know, in the bullpen, that's an area where lots of teams can go out and kind of reinforce themselves for relatively cheap. You know, if you're not, especially if the team isn't going out trying to get some amazing closer, you know, those arms probably aren't going to be super expensive around the trade deadline. So, I think that there's a great chance that the Braves go out and make a trade. I think that the issue is, especially in the National League, you have so many teams that are contending right now. You know, almost every team in the National League outside of the Marlins and maybe the Mets have a legitimate shot at a wild card spot. So I would say that the amount of teams that are selling right now is maybe a little less than we would typically see, but I still think that there's no reason that the Braves shouldn't go out and try to explore every opportunity to make a deal.
Yeah, with that being said, though, Joe, aren't you a little bit concerned about, you know, the asking price of said pitchers and the fact that we're hearing a lot now about, you know, package deals as far as pitchers are concerned. Like, if you take one guy, if you want one guy, you got to take somebody else. And the fact that, you know, the Braves are in a pretty good spot and you have other National League teams that are contending that they're going to try to fleece the team and get as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, you know, I am concerned, at least in the starting pitching market. It seems like teams are really, the teams that have starting pitchers, obviously we've heard of from the Giants and kind of they want a king's ransom for a guy like Madison Bumgarner. And that is one of the ones that concerns me. You know, there's been so much talk about the prospects that the Braves have in the system and kind of who you'd be willing to let go of, who you want to keep at all costs. And I think that, you know, I have my opinions on one or two or three players that are like that, and I'm sure you guys do as well. But I think it comes at the end of the day, you have to kind of look at the situation that the Braves are in, and you have so many arms, you have so many talented arms in the minor league system. It becomes a numbers game, right? Like there's just not enough room for all of these guys to be up at the major league level. So I think it makes total sense to try to spin some of those minor league talented arms into arms that can help you at the major league level right now. Now, of course, there's always going to be debates over whether it's, if you're overpaying or whatnot. And I don't think that anyone will ever have the answer to that until we're years down the line. But, you know, that's the business that the Braves are in, and that's a chance that they have to be willing to take at times. And, you know, I don't think, obviously, they expected this kind of championship window to be open this early, but, you know, the opportunity has presented itself this season, and this team has proven that, you know, it's one of the best teams in baseball. And when you have one of the best teams in baseball, you have to you know, you have to seize that moment and take advantage.
Yeah, you have to seize the moment. I totally agree. But the price of poker could go way up. Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us, joins us on the WayForward.com hotline. Talking Braves and Brewers with Dallas Keuchel on the mound today. And, of course, the Nationals coming in tomorrow. Jim Bowden in the Athletic, former GM, been on the program a number of times, is saying there's a brand new thing this trading deadline that's happening that he's never seen before. And that happens after there was some discussion about Toronto wanting to part with Marcus Stroman and their reliever Ken Giles and maybe packaging them together. Other teams apparently are following suit, Joe, and they're starting to say, hey, we're willing to trade our guys, but as a package. The Giants are talking about trading Bumgarner and Will Smith as a package. It's possible the Indians could put together a package that could get, I mean, if they put Trevor Bauer with Brad Hand, they're going to get a king's ransom. And so it's suddenly a two-guy package, a starter and a reliever. You get both, but, boy, you got to pay through the nose.
Yeah, it's a really interesting, kind of fascinating gambit by these teams to try to do this, because I think what they're trying to do is just trying to create some market inefficiency by kind of packaging these trades in a way that, like Bowden said, hadn't the game hasn't really seen so much, especially recently. So I think that, you know, you're almost trying to mask the total value. You're trying to kind of create a new value by combining the two players together. And, you know, it just so happens that a lot of teams are looking for both starting pitching and bullpen help. So, you know, it's an interest. I can't blame the teams that want to package both these guys together. And I think that it kind of does create a little bit of more mystery around what it's going to take to get these guys. Because, like you just said, we don't really know. We don't have a ton of data points to kind of look at these situations and evaluate what's fair and what's not.
If that happens, we're going to have two or three blockbusters on our hand. That's for sure. Joe, as always, appreciate your insight here. We get ready for the Braves and Brewers today. Thanks much for taking a few minutes. And
oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.